Social Media, Callie's Story. Callie and her brother Ben live with their mother Cassie, who divorced their dad over his repeated use of pornography. Ben was 15 and Callie was 12 when the divorce was finalized. So like many single parents, Cassie had to work full-time to keep the family budget afloat. When she wasn't at work, she made an effort to do things with both of her kids, making the most of the time they had together. Callie was very good at academics and got a fair amount of attention for her intellectual abilities. But when her body began to develop at age 12, she started getting attention from boys because of her looks. She liked this new and naughty form of attention. Callie learned to text in sexual words and slang known as sexting, which only led to sexting with other peers who were sending the same inappropriate messages. As the attention gained momentum, so did the level of sexting. At one point, Callie was texting and receiving sexual messages she didn't even understand. The more attention she received, the more sexts she sent. It was a vicious cycle that lasted for more than a year. Fortunately for Callie, Cassie became suspicious after noticing a change in Callie's behavior and clothing choices. One evening, she looked through the texts and messages on Callie's cell phone. When Callie saw her mom with her phone, she was horrified and tried to physically wrestle it away from her. By evening's end, both Cassie and Callie were in tears and hugging each other. Let's face it, PCs, laptops, smartphones, iPads, mobile devices, and the bewildering array of apps, networks, and web connections have huge implications for the way we communicate and interact with one another. It's vital for us as parents to understand how the world of technology is affecting our kids. If you are in crisis, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. 8255, or contact the crisis text line by texting TALK to 741-741.